Shin 139, Shmir Salosh and Shar Tavuna Peri Gimel. The Chavetz Chaim continues to give us practical tips and advice of how to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. Bevadai lo yidabra imoy aydoysov lo yimiboy l'shabchoy l'fonov. We discussed yesterday that if you know there's a competitor of the same profession, you won't go over and start having, or you should not go over and start having a conversation with Reuven, who is a carpenter, about Shimon, the great work that Shimon does. That's absurd. Don't do that. Because what's going to happen is Reuven is going to start pointing out, oh, Shimon, he's cutting corners over here, he's giving a lower prices because he's not giving top quality over there. Not only that, you shouldn't start a conversation, but to praise the competitor in front of the other person is asr. We mentioned this a few days ago. A person should not praise, speak about the praise of someone else. Why not? Because from the praise comes to the gnus, as I mentioned, these things happen. You don't intend it to happen, you have to be very careful and very close circles and friends if you want to praise somebody. But in the public forum, be very careful. Here he's saying, in front of the competitor, definitely don't start praising. Shemitech shvachoy boli de gnusoy. Because of the praise is going to come the gnus, the disparaging comments. And he says, take a look in Chelek Aleph of Hilchos Chavetz Chaim in Klal Tes, where he elaborates on this topic. And even just regular words, things that are not included in praise. Gamkein. Be very careful not to speak to the competitor about this individual. Avoid it. Because eventually what's going to happen is that this person who does not like his competitor, because he views his competitor as the reason as to why he's not being successful, or the reason why he's not more successful. And that being the case, he's going to switch the conversation from Pariv to Isser. And anybody who has had a conversation like this, and that's why people are shaking their heads, know very clearly from experience exactly what the Chavetz Chaim is talking about. Now, if you need to speak to a professional for a specific reason about some work that someone did, try to be straight to the point. Be specific why you're talking to him about it. Because if not, you're definitely going to come to Lashon Hara. Just like when it's comparing to the coal dust, which is very flammable, that is exposed to the flame. When you have something very flammable that gets next to a very hot fire, eventually, poof, before you know it, it blew up. So let's say you had some work done in your house and you speak to another professional because you have a question about something. And that's the reason why you're asking. I'll give you an example. That's the reason why you're asking this other professional. You want to know, is this the correct approach that was done? Is this the best way to deal with the situation? The piping, the wood, the this, and the, whatever the question is, the windows. You want to know, because you're not an expert, you want to know how to deal with the situation. Make sure you're very clear. If you could avoid who did what, avoid that. Because if you go on and on, before you know it, you have an explosion of Lashon Hara.